It's been more than 3 months since Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Texas coast. For the areas hit hardest, recovery still seems far away. As Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports, many of those who lost homes and jobs in the storm are still dealing with economic uncertainty.
From outside, the WoodSpring Suites in Corpus Christi looks like your average extended stay hotel. Like many others in the area after Hurricane Harvey, this four-story modern-looking building became a temporary shelter for newly homeless evacuees like Roshonda Anderson.
I've been here for damn near a month. Yeah, but I've been staying with somebody else because they wouldn't help me.
They would be FEMA. Anderson and her wife, Ashley Mader, were turned down for temporary housing by FEMA, so they're crashing here, sharing a room with a friend who did get a voucher. Before Harvey, the couple lived in Rockport in a trailer that was destroyed by the 135-mile-an-hour winds.
It sucks, because I have nowhere to go.
The rooms at WoodSprings are not big. They're Spartan, a little refrigerator, microwave, and a two-burner stove. Anderson says cooking's difficult since there are no pots or utensils, and eating takeout every day is expensive. Anderson is unemployed. Mader was working as a secretary, but the storm destroyed that business. There's no job to go back to.
So we're both struggling right now. Man, I hope I get help.
Like many who live on the economic fringe, Anderson and her family managed before Harvey by depending on each other, sharing what they had, using the economy of scale to dilute the cost of rent, meals, transportation, and utilities. But now the Anderson family is part of the Harvey diaspora, and home is WoodSpring Suites. It's admittedly a no-frills hotel, no pool, no lobby area, no complimentary breakfast or coffee. Reviewers on Google complained about a funky smell. I was on the first floor, can confirm, funky smell, old cigarettes and mold.
It gets to you after a while, man.
That's James Benningfield. Unlike Anderson and her wife, he was able to get a FEMA voucher for his stay. Currently, over 45,000 Harvey evacuees in Texas are staying in hotels paid for with FEMA vouchers. That's costing FEMA about $3 million a day, and what happens next is up in the air.
I was getting extensions here, but then all of a sudden FEMA stopped extending, and they're only supposed to do it for so long.
Benningfield and other FEMA voucher recipients now have a cutoff date of January 16th.
I'm going to be homeless basically after that. I'll be in a tent with my dog on the beach or something, I don't know.
The dog is an 8-year-old pit bull named Monster. He's pulling hard on a chain Benningfield grips with his tattooed covered hands. Before Harvey, they lived at Benningfield's mother's house in Rockport. Now it's just shrapnel.
2x4s everywhere. I flooded underneath the whole floor. It looks like waffles. Basically, all there is a toilet.
Benningfield says his entire future depends on him finding a job.
Like I said, I'm almost out of money. I lost my job because of the storm. I've been trying to get a job around here, but there's, you know, nobody really hiring or whatever.
Mike Fowalks came to the Suites 5 days earlier. He's visually impaired and disabled. When Harvey hit, he was sent to a hotel in Weslaco, 150 miles away.
I couldn't find any housing here. It was packed here. Everything was packed here. There was no housing here in Corpus.
His home in Port Aransas was destroyed, and he's having trouble getting back on his feet.
Yeah, they have me approved till the end of this month.
Today, he's hit a snag. The hotel clerk said his voucher is no longer working.
That's what they're saying, supposedly. We'll find that out. They told me differently today, though.
To get the housing glitch worked out, he's got to find a ride to the FEMA Recovery Center, which is about 5 miles away. It's a big white tent set up at the Corpus Shopping Mall.
Oh, I'm getting back over there to FEMA right now, actually. That's exactly what I'm doing right this minute.
Roshonda Anderson and her wife are also trying to go to the FEMA center.
Supposed to go to the tent today, get a ride, and see what they're going to be doing to me.
What does she want to do? Reunite with her family and friends.
They're everywhere, scattered everywhere right now. All over Corpus, Texas, basically all over Texas.
You think you're going to ever go back to Rockport?
I want to. It's my home.
But for now, home for Anderson is a stealthy stay at a FEMA voucher hotel with a funky smell. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.